This is Farzana Doctor, and this is a recording of 5 Steps to Unblend. It comes from Healing the Fragmented Selves of Trauma Survivors by Janina Fisher. And there are a few additions that I'm adding. And this is meant to be a guided meditation, and there'll be pauses along the way so that you can be working with your parts as I go along. So the first step is to assume that all upsetting or overwhelming feelings, and you know what those are, those kind of extra kinds of feelings that you can sometimes have that feel like they're bigger than what your adult self would have, assume that those feelings and thoughts are from parts and try to make that assumption even if you're not sure. Step 2 is start to use parts language. So you would say, a part of me feels upset. A part of me feels sad, angry, and so on. Try that right now with the overwhelming feeling or thought you're having. Okay. The third step is to create just a little separation from them, just enough so that you can feel their feelings and hear them in a way that feels less intense. So one way to do this is to change your posture. You can make your spine a little longer. You can tense certain muscles. And you can also look around the room and show them where you are in the present. So I might say, hey, did you know it's 2024 and I am in Toronto in my home here? And perhaps you might add, and not where they are. So try that right now. Create a little more separation. The fourth step is to use your adult self energy or your wise grown-up mind to help them out, to have a reassuring conversation. So you might pull on things like how you are when you're compassionate with your friends, or some of the skills you have as someone who might be in a specific job role, or maybe you're a parent yourself. So you're going to pull on those skills. And first of all, you want to acknowledge the feelings that are there. So do that now. Now you want to validate their feelings and how hard it is to have those feelings. And next you might offer a little reassurance, a reminder that what they're really worried about isn't happening today in your adult life. You might let them know that what's happening today is perhaps uncomfortable, and what happened in the past was unsafe or dangerous, and there's a difference between the two. And now ask them what they need from you to feel a little less scared or angry or whatever they're feeling. And find out, this is step 5, find out if what you're doing is helping even just a little bit. Is there some settling in your system right now? Is the feeling a little less intense than it was before? Do your parts enjoy it when you listen to them? Promise them that you'll check in with them on a regular basis. And the trick to all of this is to do it consistently. So one recommendation is that you find a time that works for you to listen to this meditation, perhaps on a daily basis. And do it for a while until it becomes a habit. And it will get easier and easier. Over time, you might find that when you check in with your parts, they'll tell you that they're doing just fine. They don't need you. Or you only really need to spend a minute in the check-in. And other times, you might need to listen to this entire recording. I hope that's been helpful.